Shua Tov Rabotai, Mishnah Yomi continues in the second parak of Bikurim, Mishnah Vav. Now we've been comparing Bikurim and Meister and Truma, and now we're comparing Etrog. Etrog Shave Le'ilan, Bishlosha Drachim, Le'yarek, Bederech Echad. So it's amazing, this is almost a month right after we used our Etrog for the mitzvah. So the famous Etrog is equal to a tree, or considered like a tree in three ways, the Mishnah will explain, and to vegetables in one way. Shove le'ilon be'orla. Orla we've studied recently the first 3 years, is Aser Behna, Revai, the fourth year. The fruit of the fourth year, called Kerem Revai often, but it applies to all trees, it goes up to Yerushalayim. It's a lot like Meister Sheni, as we've explained in Orla, which also covers Kerem Revai. Ubishvit, and in the seventh year. Now, Shvit, of course, Shemitah, Shvit applies to all the produce. So what it's really talking about here is not just that it has to be Hefker, like normal produce does in the seventh year, but if the chanata, the blossoming of this particular etrog, occurred on the sixth year, before the seventh year, then it is not Shemitah produce. So the etrogim that we used last month, which were Shemitah etrogim, that's why we didn't pay for the etrog, the etrog itself, we paid extra for the lulav instead, and it was bundled in, the Shemitah etrog was bundled in with the lulav and everything. Those were actually seventh year esrogim, but if it actually started growing on the sixth year, the chanata, the blossoming was on the sixth year, it's sixth year produce. So that's what we mean, it's like a tree in terms of shvit, which we go after for trees when the fruit forms. Of course, the esrog is unique because it is pre-etz hadar, and hadar doesn't just mean glorious or wonderful. Hadar means the one that is dar, that is living on the tree from year to year, as the Gemara explains. Well, a yarek, and how is the etrog like a vegetable? Bederech echad in one way, shebishot lekitato isuro. Divi Rabban Gamliel. That according to Rabban Gamliel, the miser status depends on the time you pick it. So, for instance, if this etrog started to grow in the first or second year of the Shemitah cycle, and you pick it, then you got to take miser sheni. But if it started in the third year, it needs to be maser ani. And that goes after when you pick the etrog, not after when it started growing. So it's a strange hybrid approach where legabe shmita, it depends on when it blossomed, but legabe truma and meiser, it depends when it's picked, just like vegetables. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shavel Ilan Bekol Davar. Rabbi Eliezer says it's like a tree in all aspects. It's not treated like a vegetable for truma and meiser. Great, let's go on to Zion. Let's all be Zionists right now. Another comparison, Mishnah. Dam meholchei shtayim, the blood of those that walk on two legs. And that is, God willing, Bezrat Hashem, human beings. Shave ledam behema lahachshir et azrayim. It is similar to the blood of animals in that it can prepare seeds to be mekabel tuma. Of course, not just seeds, but any food product has to get wet in order to become tame. There's famously seven liquids that we list in the Mishnah within Machshirin, that there's an acronym for them, Yad Shachad Dam, and Dam is one of them. Blood is one of the liquids that can make something wet, halachically, that it's now mekabel tuma, if it's a food item. So there are many explanations for this, God willing, we'll get to in Machshirim. A couple of them are that getting it wet kind of opens the spiritual, mystical pores to be able to make mekabel tuma. Or you can just say that washing it off somehow, even if it's not with something you normally wash it with, but washing it off is sort of the final step before you're going to eat it. So now it's done and is mekabel tuma. But we'll get to that, Bezrat Hashem, in Machshirim. So anyway, human blood has this potency, just like the blood of animals. V'dam hasheretz ein chayavin olav. And the dam of human beings is similar to the dam of a sheretz, a creepy crawly listed in the Torah, that are tameh, ein chayavin olav. In that you're not chayav kares for eating the blood of a human being. So hold on, before you go out and drink blood or anything, we have to qualify this, that the dam of a sheretz is still usser for consuming a sheretz. So you can't actually have the blood of a sheretz. It's just not chayav kares like the dam of a behema or chaya or oaf. Now, the dam of the human being, it's not chayav kares, but there is a rabbinical isser of maris ayin because it looks like regular blood to drink blood once it's out of the body. So the nafka mina here is if somebody had a loose tooth. It's more common in children. Someone has a loose tooth and a little bit of blood is coming out, then that person is allowed to swallow the blood. There's no iser. But if the blood comes out of the body into anything else, even if they take a bite of their sandwich and there's blood from their mouth, from their loose tooth on the bread, then derabbanan, rabbinically, it looks like real blood. You can't eat that bit of bread with the blood on it. That's usur. So again, the dam from a behema chaya oaf, that's an iser karis. We do not consume the blood. No blood libels, please. The dam of a human being, we're talking about your own blood. It's like bleed. It's like your gums are bleeding, lo aleinu, something like this. That is rabbinically usur once it's outside of the body or visible. And the dam of a sheretz is not iser karis like that of an animal, but it is still usur for consuming a sheretz. So do not try that at home either. Shkoyach rabosai, zay gezuntz.